So we're speaking concerning the conversion of an individual. We've been looking at the work of the Father and his choosing, and the work of Jesus Christ and his sufferings and death, as well as his resurrection. We've looked a little bit at his holy life and how that is ours in Christ. His righteousness is imputed to us. And now we come to the work of the Holy Spirit and in his work of applying what Jesus Christ has accomplished. And so we need to understand the problem. Again, when we look at the cross, why did Jesus die on the cross? Because of our sins, because we have a problem. And in his love, he came to save us from our sins, from our problem. Not only did he take the punishment for our sins, but he also, and this is as important, he lived a perfect life. And that perfection, and Jesus said that God requires of us perfection. Every moment of your life is to be perfect. You are to be perfect. How are you doing? We fail miserably. And if you don't think so, just go to the Bible and you can find passages like I quoted earlier when God looks at our hearts and he says his examination of our hearts is that they're only the thoughts of the intents of the heart. In other words, your imaginations, your 10,000 thoughts a day are only evil all the day. That's God's evaluation of our hearts. So this is really depressing, isn't it? This is really bad news. You know, if God says, well, your thoughts are evil, and then you go to Romans and it says further that there is none good, no, not one. There's none that understands. There's none that seeks after God. There's none righteous, no, not one. That's Paul's evaluation of all of us. Okay, again, sounds pretty depressing. Here in our statements, we're saying things, or at least the Synod of Dort was saying things like, man is incapable of saving good. We are totally unable to please God because we're already his enemy through Adam and by our own actions as well, like Adam. And so therefore, the only way to be reconciled to God is if God comes to us. And that's what Jesus did. God became man and dwelt among us. We focus on, and we're going to talk about that, focus on the word grace. We are saved by grace alone, the grace of God, the active personal involvement of God with us. And so we need to understand our need to be able to embrace God's solution. And that solution is the cross. And so it is hard. It is hard to go into a doctor's office and for that doctor to say, I have to tell you that you have cancer or you have this disease or so on, especially a life-threatening. It is hard to hear that kind of diagnosis of a problem. But in order for that person, a doctor, to treat you, you have to understand what it is that you have in order to submit to the treatment. And so it is important for us to know our need for Jesus Christ. Now, Article 4 says, that doesn't mean we're as bad as we could be or we've really lost it completely. It says that we have glimmers of natural understanding. We are still in the image of God, which we said last week is the highest crown. We're greater than all of the other animals and all of creation. The highest mark of creation is mankind, created in the image of God. So even though we are fallen greatly in Adam, even the vilest, most wicked person has not lost the image of God. There are still aspects that we have. What we are lacking is sufficient knowledge and sufficient ability, apart from God's intervening grace, to know and use the knowledge in a right way. So the point is we have abilities, but we won't pursue what is right unless God intervenes. So we are guilty before God without an excuse and in need of a Savior that comes from outside. See, one of the dangers I've seen in even in Christianity is that people start to think, well, in order to be a good Christian, I have to do this and do that and do this. So Christianity becomes a bunch of do's, and those do's are in order to be accepted by God. In order to be accepted by you and me, I have to do certain things or project a certain image. But the message of the gospel is, no, there's nothing that you can do to save yourself. It's already been done for you. That's why Jesus died on the cross. That's why Jesus came. And so we need a savior from outside, and it's not your good works. It's not your works at all. It is by grace. And so again, we understand what God's evaluation of us, and we embrace it, even though it's hard to hear. It's hard to hear that you're a sinner and I'm a sinner and we need the grace of God, but at the same point in time, it is important. It is healthy. Amen.